welcome to the recording. For anyone who has to listen to this afterwards, I feel sorry for you, but we'll see how it goes. And enjoy. Stay with us.
Victory. Tomorrow, there's
And in case you're worrying, I am sitting on the Zorn server, but it is definitely not starting yet. Don't panic about it. We're still pubbing here. There are plenty of Hades and Wild Angels players around, but nobody's been kicked off yet, so I'm just sitting here watching it, and there's no way I'm going to try and shoutcast a pub match for the moment, so stick with the music. Well, this really isn't up to much at the moment. We've got about five Wild players, Wild Angels players, and, I don't know, maybe five Hades players in total, and they're still playing around on the public server with plenty of other people. So much for the organisation. The match should have started 10 minutes ago, but fuck that, you know what it's like. So we'll stick with the music, and I'll continue to watch an averagely, pretty average Woody Merc pub. Until something happens. I can see Brosmelli's turned up on the server, so maybe, just maybe, things might happen. Okay, it looks like it's time to stop the music because people are finally talking about starting this game, which is a good thing because eventually we might get around to having some action. Currently, Hades is still down a player, but Rosmelli's saying we're ready to start when you are. So, finally, 14th player for them. Having a quick look, pressing F2, it's very nice to see that both sides are all using defense turret. It's good stuff. I thoroughly approve of that, even though it occasionally fucks up the observing of the match. It looks alright at the moment, so things are good. I think the first map, I'm pretty sure the first map was Capture and Hold Equinox, and I've fuck all idea how I'm going to cast a Capture and Hold map, but it'll be interesting to find out. At the moment though, we're sitting on Deadly Bird's Song, so maybe I'm entirely wrong. I hope I am. Deadly Bird's Song is much more interesting. Anyway, we'll have a quick look at the teams whilst nothing much is happening. We've got on the Wild Angels side Razorblade, DD, Alder, Cole, Dolores, Elfie, Harker, Manthis, Murdoch, Ophthalmia, Ozzy, Rocky Rex, Seps, and Vietu. And it looks like the game's going to start, so I'll quickly get on with this one. And for Hades, we've got Yantar, Wongo, The Driver, Snipshit, Seawolf, RB Riddick, Mad Skills, Jammer, Dendroid, Creature, Cold Lizard, Rosmelli, Enrian, and Sawyer. And we've also got Mithrandir observing with me. He's doing a T2 TV cast, I think, so good for him. Thoroughly approve of that. Good, good. And we're underway, I think. Yep, we are. Now, let's have a look, see who, if anyone interesting is going to hop out the wild base at the moment. We've got some remote inventory stations going around, as you'd expect, into predictably obvious places. And we'll see if we can follow one of the Wild Angels cappers. We're going to have a look at DD, who's skiing off towards the base, and he's sitting on top of the hill. Ooh, no, he's a sniper. He's being a bastard. But he gets sniped instantly. That was foolish. He just whipped out his sniper rifle, and somebody sitting on the top of the Hades base did the job for him. Another Wild Angels player has joined the server, so don't know what he's doing. Both sides do have 14 players. And Wild Seps has grabbed the flag for the Wild Angels side. Ooh, good disc came in there, and the chain whoring took him to pieces. Good work from a creature of Hades there. Didn't make it too far, I'm afraid, with that grab. Let's have a look now at somebody else. Ooh, Jammer of Hades has got the flag, and the elf turret is still well up, but he's managed to make a quick enough getaway. There's only a couple of chain hauls on him. He's still in yellow health, and he's making a good one here. If we can get... finally gets taken out, but he should get... I thought there was going to be a pickup there. But Wild Cole returned the flag for the Wild Angels team, and Yantar's got it now for Hades. And I don't know, I think the elf turret must have gone down, because I didn't see any action there. Yantar's making a good getaway, still on full health. Couple of chains coming in, but he's... he's easily there, I reckon. Assuming his LD's around, the flag gets returned, and he's back onto his base, and that's 1-0. Good work from Hades. Quick cap, and I don't know. I'm not sure where the Hades LD were to support him, but he didn't really need them. So we're having a look at Wild Manthis, who's got the Hades flag, but the elf turret's still up for Hades, and ooh, dear. HC Wolf shared a little blue friend with Wild Manthis. Ooh. H Wongo got a... sweet tone on Wild DD, who tried to take the Hades flag, and both flags have been returned, so it's 1-0 to Hades. Good opening cap for them. Plenty of time left though. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think the predicted stats are in Hades' favour. Unsurprisingly, I suppose, they are second on the ladder at the moment. Let's have a look at the base, see if either of the turrets are still up at the moment. Doesn't look like the Wild Angel's turret's up at the moment. Nope. Very much dead there. Let's wander over to have a look at Hades whilst nothing much is happening. I wish I could speed up Observer Fly mode. It'd make life a lot quicker. At the moment, I haven't got my Observer script. Ooh, yeah, there's a still up and very active at the moment. Bringing somebody to Earth. I think it was Wild Alder was brought to Earth by the Elf turret there. Very nice. Ah, good. Yantar's got the flag. Let's have some action. A couple of chainals on him, but not much is hitting him. Ooh, good sniper shot there from the Wild Angels team. Took him right down to red health, and the chain whoring just picked him off. Good work. I'm not sure where the... ooh, good. Last, a pickup from Brosmelli. Ooh, good disc coming in there from the Wild Angels team, but he's going to make it home now. He still had his health back, but he missed the flag. He went underneath. This is Deadly Bird Song. He went underneath the top of the flag stand, and Wild Manthus took the flag away from him. So let's have a quick look at Wild Manthus, and grenades coming in. Rosmelli's dropped the flag, but we'll stay with what... Ooh, pick up by Creature. Ooh, nice chain whoring there by Snipchit. Took out Wild Manthus. The flag's been returned. Let's have a look at Creature. He's going to make it 2-0, isn't he? Yes, that's easy work from... Creature of Hades. Good stuff there. Dendroid's now got the flag. The Wild Angels elf turret is back up. But he's still made quite a good getaway here. Oh dear, the light defense for Wild Angels were still hanging around the Hades flag stand, and when they headed back, they ran straight into Dendroid and chained him to pieces. And see what else is going on. Plenty of remote imms out, but Wild Seps makes a quick grab for the flag, but doesn't clearly get too far. And we're going to have a look at Brosmelli, who's dropping mines, because he's not going to get too far with this one. Ooh, good sniper shot from Wild Dolores, who was just looking down at him from the top of the hill and picked him off nicely. Disappointed not to see Morpheus of Hades on the server, because I really wanted to rip the piss out of him, because he does play for EM in his clearly spare time. Okay. Both flags out in the field, but due to be returned soon. And Yantar's made a good pickup, but he's on very, very red health, and there can't be much time now. Ooh, Wild Angels have converted their elf turret to AA. Good work. I think the Hades guys will have to get their heavy offense act together. I can see some missiles coming in, but also plenty of flares, so it's not going to be an easy one to destroy. We're looking at Jammer, who has the Wild Angels flag, but he's been chained to pieces by Wild Seps, and he went down. While Manthus has the flag, at the same time, Snipchit has the, ooh, good pass by Wild Manthus. But Wild Seps, who made the quite good grab, didn't really take it much too far. And Snipchit's also gone down under the laser of Wild Murdoch. Gonna have a look at H. Jammer, who's picked up the flag for the Hades team, and he's making it right back to his base, and the flag's dead. Oh, good work. The, Wild Angels LD really should have made the return. It was in the ground for enough time, I would have thought. Having a look at Yantar, who's made a good grab for Hades. One chainer on him. He's still on green health, although he's used his rep pack by the looks of it. He's almost back to his base, and at the same time, DD of Wild Angels has taken his flag away. Oh, flares everywhere from DD, but ooh, very nice. Wongo's laser skill took out DD, but the flag's been returned, and Yantar dropped the storm flag. Is it going to be returned? Come on. There's got to be a pickup now. Nope. Returned by the Wild Angels player Cole, and both flags are back at base. We're going to have a look at the... lots of nice mortars going around the Wild Angels turret, and the turret is down. It was a good move probably to make it AA, but if you can't keep it up, what the fuck is the point? We're having a look at Wild Op Mouth. Oh, fucking hell, I can't even pronounce it. That's bad shit. He tried to make a pass, but... frankly, he failed, and I'll do better at pronouncing Ophthalmia. I can say that. It's not that difficult, goddammit. Okay, both flags are pretty much at base at the moment. Not much of a difference, so we'll follow Ophthalmia, because I think I owe him that, having failed to pronounce his name at least twice. And we'll see if he makes another grab. He's heading towards the Hades base, but in the meantime, Wild Seps has taken the Hades flag. Plenty of discs. Ooh, there's plenty of turrets around the Hades flag stand at the moment, which is good work. I'm just going to have a look around. Yeah, 3, 4. Very nice. But the elf turret's down now, so you can't have everything. And both flags are sitting in the field. And the Storm 1's been returned. So it's 3-0 to Hades on the Deadly Bird's Song. It's very entertaining so far. Hades Yantar has the flag. Still on full health. No, oh, two light defense with chain guns coming in. Wow, that was a good disc shot there. Very nice stuff. And the chains are going to take down Yantar, and they have. That was good stuff, and I expect a return there. Oh, Riddick's picked up the flag. Yeah, but he's also on full health. This is good work from the Hades side. It was a good pickup, and he should make it home now. Still on green health. Plenty of LD coming in to try and get him, but... Yep, he's easily... Oh, no, he couldn't make it up to the top of the flag stand, running out of energy. Where are the Wild Angels cappers to take the flag away? I've fuck all idea, that's 4-0 to Hades. You really need to get your cappers in to prevent the final cap there. And Dendroid has it for Hades, but he's been sniped to bits by Dolores. Very nice stuff. Doesn't seem to be much base trashing action, I noticed. Just having a look at the Hades base, it looks... very solid over there. And we're going to have a quick look at the Wild Angels one just to see what's going on, as nobody's got the flag at the moment. I'd be surprised. I mean, base thrashing is usually quite a big part of this map, but no, the Wild Angels base is looking pretty solid as well. I don't know, maybe there's not much HO at the moment. I can't see many heavies. Going to have a quick look at Yantar, who's got the Wild Angels flag, but he's been chained mercilessly, and down he goes. Wild Alder picking him off. There's good stuff. He was quite close to his base. Where are the Hades LD? Should think there might be a pickup on this one. Nope. Finally, Wild Cole makes another good return. And let's scoot along back to the flag area. Ooh, good work by Wild Seps. He's just about made it away from the Elf Turret, which has gone back up for Hades. He's on good health, but the discs have come in, and the chains will take him out any second now, and down he goes. Let's have a look at Jammer, who's got the Wild Angels flag, but he's on what? Ooh, red health, and gets taken down. Good mid-air pickup by Dendroid, though. Very nice skiing in the opposite direction. He managed to make the pickup. Good work, and passed it off to no one in particular. There's a nice big scramble around the flag. Dendroid has... Rosmelli tried to pick up the flag, but lost it. And now Seawolf has it for Hades. Ooh, good snipe on Wild Murdoch by Mad Skills. And the Hades flag gets returned, and Seawolf makes it 5-0 to Hades. It's 5-10 to Hades and 9 grabs to Wild Angels. The Elf Turret for Hades doing good work on taking down the Wild Angels cap, as it seems. Both flags back at base. Plenty of action around the Hades flag stand, but not enough grabs clearly yet for Wild Angels to make anything of it. I think they need to get some better teamwork going to make some passes when they grab the flag. Ooh, very nice snipage. But let's have a look at Ophthalmia. Hey, I pronounced it this time. Ophthalmia also gets sniped. Trying to make a getaway with the flag, but didn't make it anyway near far enough away from the Hades base. Rosmelli's got the Wild Angels flag. Some flares coming in, but only one LD on his arse. It's quite close, though. Ooh, Chaining's finally coming in. He's going down to red health now. Ah, and the sniper shot from Dolores took him out completely. Very nice. Seawolf's picked it up, though, for Hades. And he's very close to his base now. And he needs the flag to be returned, and it is. But he gets sniped just as he lands on the flag stand by Dolores of Wild Angels. Good stuff. But Creature also gets sniped right on the flag stand. That was very good. Let's see if Rosmelli can get it up there. He's running out of energy. He's just getting up there. Oh, very good stuff by Wild Vietto. Also snipes him to bits. This is brilliant. Oh, nice. And Cold Lizard picks up and drops the flag. And finally, Wild Vietu returns it. That's damn good work by the Wild Angels Light Defense. Three snipers and one other kill on the flag carriers right around the Hades flag stand. Good shit. Let's have a look. H Jammer passes off the flag, which he picked up because he was low on health. And Rosmelli's got it now. And Rosmelli... Was that a disc jump or was that... No, it wasn't. Looked good, though. Anyway, he made a pass off, and Seawolf's got it now, but gets immediately discs as soon as he picks it up. The Hades flag is back in their base. Plenty of turrets around. You should expect this to be 6-0 now. He tries to get up to his flag stand. Flag gets returned, and that's down. That's 6-0. Good work there. I can see some Wild Angels cappers coming in and getting caught by the Elf Turret. Let's have a look. We've got Dendroid with the Wild Angels flag now. He's being chained. Three-way chaining, and down he goes, finally. Let's have a look. Jammer's got the flag now, and mid-air disc took him out. from Wild Seps. Good stuff there. And Wild Ophthalmia also dropped the Hades flag. Who got him? Creature of Hades took out Ophthalmia. So both flags, well, Hades flag gets returned. And the Wild Angel's flag's been picked up by Hades the Jammer. It was right by their base and he's up to the top and it's now 7-0 to Hades. Very good work there from the Hades side, clearly. Ooh, Wild DD didn't make it very far from the Hades flag stand. Elf turrets, plenty of land spike turrets, and the odd disc took him down. Good stuff there from the Hades light defense. You've got to think that the Kappas for Wild Angels aren't really doing their job at the moment. They're not getting the flag far enough away for the light defense to really do very much, I've got to say. Let's have a look. Wild Ophthalmia's made a pickup of the Hades flag that was in the field, but Mad Skills pokes a new hole in him with the laser rifle. Let's have a look. The Wild Angels base is still very much up. Interesting. I mean, this is 14 versus 14. Plenty of spare players to use heavy offense, but not much action there. We've got Hades the Jammer who's skiing away fast with the Wild Angels flag. It's very good. Couple of chain hauls on him, but he should get this one home, I reckon. He doesn't need to pass it off. Couple of discs coming in. I can see more to spammage on the Hades turret, but it doesn't matter if the flag gets returned, and it does. That is it. Shit, that is it for the for Deadly Bird's Song, as I lose my voice probably. 8-14 to 13, and that's good stuff. And I've no idea what map is next. We'll have a quick look. Hades Creature, the top scorer, with 18 kills, although Mad Skills got 24. Good stuff there. And I think we'll head back to some music until we work out what the next map is. Good stuff, Hades. 1-0.
Awesome. Game over.
Ah, it does look like Equinox is the next map, so capture and hold, which will be interesting. Hades the Driver is saying he's never seen this map, which should make it interesting.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to stop the music, because I'm... Hello. I'm sitting here. We're getting ready to start Equinox. It's tournament mode, so everybody's standing still. Or you'd think so, wouldn't you? However, somebody, I think it's Elfie, I'm told it's Elfie, has somehow kitted out. He's moving around. He's in heavy at the moment. He's put down an inventory station, a couple of motion sensors. Plenty of motion sensors. He's now throwing flags around. Ah, they've reset the match. Interesting one. I'm not sure quite how he managed that, but reasonably entertaining. Elfie is now showing sad faces in the channel, so I guess he was enjoying that. But I think it would have made a slightly... just slightly unfair start to the match, considering everyone could have kitted out from his nice little limb that was sitting around the spawn point. So until everybody gets back and going, I think Hades will play it down. I will go back to some music and we'll see what happens. Well, as we wait for the final Wild Angels player, I think it is, to get on and join the teams, I'm having a quick chat with Elfie, trying to work out how he could have done all that moving around whilst he was supposed to be static. Now a discussion saying he should have set up plenty of turrets whilst he was at it, or grabbed all the switches, but would have been slightly unfair, I guess. Not sure what was really holding us up. We seem to have all the players, just one guy is... not yet joined up from the Wild Angels side. I think, there he goes. We should be ready any moment. This is Capture and Hold Equinox, which is, I don't know. I'm not really a big fan of Capture and Hold maps. I've never casted one before. Not that I've done that much casting anyway, but we'll ignore that. I don't know. Casting this will be interesting. Time limit's been changed, so we should be on any moment. This one's a nice green map. Plenty of rain pouring down. Four main bases spread around... pretty symmetrically, you know, standard kind of T2 shaped bases as you'd expect. Points limit of 4,800, but that really doesn't mean much to me because I can't remember how quickly you can score points on this one anyway. But plenty of action, I suppose, plenty of heavy offense, I'm sure. spamming at the various bases. No vehicles on this one, I don't think, unlike Insalubrious, which I've got to play against IDK, I think, on Monday, something like that. Vehicles would probably make a capture and hold map more interesting. But we shall see. I hope someone will cast that one for me. In the meantime, the players are ready. They're saying start when you want, so when are they going to get on with it? Elfie's become an observer now. I don't know what's going on there. Ah, Spiggs has turned up for Hades at last. Leader, you're late, dammit. Disgraceful. Whilst we're at it, we'll have a look to see if there have been any personnel changes. Assuming Spiggs is going to play, that would be a change for Hades, but I don't know who's quitting for him yet. I think Astrosign, is a new one for Wild, but I can't really remember who was playing last time. So we shall see. Hurry up, Spiggsy. Okay, Hades now have 15 players, so kick someone, dammit. And Elfie, bloody hell, join up again, you fool. It was quite entertaining watching him walk around there. And he's been forced to join the Storm team, so if Hades will get on and kick one, we might be able to get on with this. Fuck it, I might just go back to music until they get their act together. Because it doesn't... I assume there's nice arguments in team chat as to which Hades player is going to be dropped. And I'm still really disappointed that Morph isn't playing. Damn it. I really, really wanted to rip the piss out of him. Okay, go back to the darkness until something happens. Right then. Interestingly, we just had Morpheus join the server, but he's pissed off again. Probably because he didn't have the right tag. More likely that his computer just crashed again, knowing him. But we've still got 15 Hades players and 14 Wild Angels, so I wish they'd hurry up and get their act together. At the moment, they're busy debating the fact that myself and Enrian of Hades both got banned from the Game Shrine forums. It's because I'm promising that I'll link to this shoutcast on the forums when I finally get round to uploading it, but as I'm banned for at least 5 more days, it won't be for a while yet. I don't know. Whilst Mithrandir, the other admin and shoutcaster for S2XS, is telling Hades to get on and drop someone, and there's now plenty of global spammage, which I'll ignore. And in the meantime, I will talk about the fact that I've been banned. And, I don't know, I've made 3,000 or so posts on that forum, and other than occasionally moaning about the lack of a politics forum, or the demise of the politics forum, I've been a good boy. I've not broken too many rules, I don't think. I don't know. Plenty of spammage on the EM public forum, but no one pays much attention there. Ah, match is finally going to start. But just generally, I mean, I didn't exactly insult the admins or post about wares or anything. It was a pretty innocuous post, and I've been banned for a week, and I don't know, that pisses me off. But what pisses me off more is the fact that no one, well, Conan and Sprott won't talk to me about it at all. And that really does get to me. The match has finally begun. This is CNH Equinox. We'll just follow someone randomly. There is now plenty of... Everyone spawns in the same place. I forgot to tell you this, really, but everyone spawns in the same place. So there's a nice big duel fest from the start, spawning in the centre of the map. So everyone disappears off to have a look and try and grab the various bases. HB Riddick has got one of them for Hades, and a couple have been claimed for Wild Angels, Elfie and Ozzy, respectively, grabbing them. I'm watching Cold Lizard. But, okay, all of them have been claimed now, and it's 2-2 at the moment. 3-1 to Hades. And this is going to be quite difficult to cast. I'm not sure quite what I'm going to talk about, but we shall see what happens. Let's see if I can have a look at one of the base defense players, because that would be more interesting. Ooh, plenty of action. It's now 3-1 to Wild Angels, and now 2-2. Fucking hell, this is going to be... I'm not sure I'm going to... Ooh, 4-0 to Hades there. I think I'll probably ignore trying to cast on that. We'll have a look at Hades' creature, who's busily trying to defend one of the bases as a heavy. Ooh, mortared all over the map now. Let's see if we can... Okay, we'll have a look at Wild Ozzy, who's doing the same job. He luckily is inside, so he's busy defending the entrance below him, and there's one above him, but he's mortaring himself, which wasn't a good move, and he gets taken down, even though he was heavy with the shield pack. Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, general scoreline at the moment is currently 100 to Hades and 80 to Wild Angels, but early days, both have two bases at the moment. Wild Ophthalmia has got somebody with him covering one of these bases in light, hasn't decided to go heavy. I can see that the base has been raped pretty much, so I suppose can't go heavy if it's been raped, and nobody's really going to get around to repairing it. I mean, come on, capture and hold. It's just not on. Action, come on. Still two bases all. Therefore, Hades are making the most of this. I've got about a 50-point lead at the moment. Ooh, flicking all over the place, but they've now got three bases. Okay, we're going to have a look at Hades' Cold Lizard, who's defending one of the bases with two other Hades heavies, all with shield packs, so this base clearly hasn't been raped, and this is, yeah, they look pretty comfortable on this base. It's now 2-2 on bases again. I have really no idea how to make this interesting. We're going to have a look at Hades' creature, who looks like he's attacking Wild Angel's base, or at least I hope he is. He's busy disc spamming one of the entrances. Ooh, and he takes out Wild Cole with a disc. Let's see, is he going to make a grab for this base? Or maybe he was defending it. I think he was defending it, so I'm not sure what he was doing. There's a Wild Angels player coming in to try and take it from him. He's just realised that the inventories are gone, which isn't very good. He's on a very, very small sliver of health, and down he goes. Two bases all at the moment. Going to have a look at Wild Alder, who's defending one of the Wild Angels bases, and they've got turrets. They've got landspike turrets out around this one. That's good work. And they've got, at least couple of heavies with missile launchers. Let's have a quick look. Everyone is using defense turrets, so no auto flare here. Honest. The point score's going very much in Hades' favour. It's, I don't know, they temporarily had all four bases again, but it's 540 to Hades and 260 to... I think something's going wrong here, because only the Hades score is going up on my HUD at the moment. And the Wild Angels one isn't really going up. Oh no, it started going again. I'm not sure what that was about. It just seemed to stop, even though they held two bases. Weird stuff. Okay, let's have a look. Examine the defense of this Wild Angels base. There's at least three heavies now with missile launchers, ready to take out anyone who comes anywhere near. And because most of the players haven't kitted out, unsurprisingly, they haven't got flares. So they're screwed if they come anywhere near this base. I suppose it makes a lot of sense. Some mortar action around here. Hades are currently holding three. Nope, back down to two. And at the moment, it looks like they've got this one wrapped up because, I know, as soon as you get a bit of a lead in capture and hold, you only have to hold an even number of bases and you're sold on this one. I really can't see them losing, but it's, since the score limit's 4,800, there's plenty of time to go, and if Wild Angels get their act together, it could all be fine. The base that I'm watching at the moment is very well defended, and I can't see Hades taking this one in any hurry. But they don't need to. They can sit back and relax now if they want. Plenty of a gap at the moment. Let's see if I can find some more action on one of the other bases. We're going to watch Wild Murdoch at the moment, who's light, but he's got an energy pack, and he's busy defending his base from the intruders for Hades. Ooh, and the Hades players nearly got into the... somebody did, I think. Nearly got into the base for that one. Ooh, some more spammage going over. It's 3-1 to Hades at the moment on bases. Ooh, let's have a look. We're following Wild Murdoch, who's heading off to one of the bases. Pretty randomly. I'm not sure if he knows which one he's going to. Ooh, dear. Foolish person. He shot his disc into the side of the base and then threw a grenade into the side of the base. Good work there. To avoid embarrassing him any further, we're going to have a look at somebody else. We've got Seawolf, who's a Hades Heavy. He's got an inventory station, so he's heading out, I think, somewhere vaguely quiet to pop his inventory station down. Not the best place to put it. Still reasonably in the open, but hey, anywhere will do. Better to have some inventory stations at all. Cold Lizard defending his base. Heavy with the shield pack. Inventory station still up. Hades currently holding three bases to Wild Angels 1. And I've got to say, I hate capture and hold, because when you're losing, you really do feel the pressure. Because it's not like capture the flag. You can't make a couple of quick grabs and make it all square again. If you start going behind, you really do start going behind, and it's much harder to pick up the difference. And the scores currently, at least according to my HUD, which I'm now worried is slightly dodgy, it's a standard HUD, it's nothing special, but currently says it's about 1350 to Hades and only about 600 to Wild Angels, so they're almost half as much score at the moment. And since Hades do hold three bases to one as it stands, it's understandable, I suppose. I'm watching Hades Creature, who's one of three, I think four heavies around this base that they've got held at the moment. Can't work out which one it is, and I really don't care. So we'll see if we can find some action. I can see some mortars flying in over there. I think this one's the one Wild Angels base at the moment. They've got a couple of heavies, as you'd expect. Not much action around this one. I think Hades would be content with just three bases. What am I saying, just three bases? Three bases is more than content. I can see some good mortaring coming in, though, on the one Wild Angels base. Hades aren't content with, unless they've got all four by the looks of it. Although, the spammage isn't quite as accurate as it should be, though. It seems to be hitting the base and bouncing off. Okay, not so good. Still 3-1 to Hades at the moment. Scores shooting up for Hades' side. I don't know. Doesn't make it as much fun to cast, because you can really feel a bit of inevitability about this. I'd really like there to be a third map so that I could enjoy some more CTF action. But at the moment, doesn't look this way. Hades did win Deadly Bird's Song 8-0, and looks like they're going to outclass, sadly, the Wild Angels on this one. I suppose justifying their predicted bias. Let's have a quick look. It's down two aside at the moment for bases. Let's see if we can find some action to watch, because this is really, really quite dull. I mean, I'm sure it's fun to play, but I don't know, I've never liked capture and hold in quite the same way. Oh, it's 3-1 to Wild Angels. Now, this is more like it. They've got to hold... Ah, it's back 3-1 to Hades, but they really need to hold a 3-1 advantage for a good 5 or 10 minutes to really make much of an indentation in the Hades scoreline. Some good chain whoring going on by H. Snipshit. I'm sure it should be Sniper Shot, but Snipshit sounds much better. It's currently 16 minutes to go, so plenty of time, but I don't know, saying plenty of time doesn't really mean much if you don't get your act together and secure more bases for the Wild Angel side. It's currently 2,000 points to Hades now, and about 1,000 to Wild Angels. Still a ratio, flipping between mainly two all on bases, or 3-1 to Hades, so very much in their favour at the moment. I'm pissed off as I repeat that Morphin isn't on for me to insult, because I need somebody to be entertained with at the moment. Okay. Oh, some more spammage coming in on a Wild Angels base at the moment. Wild Aussie is trying to defend this flag from Hades coming in. Mortar spamming away. That was Yantar, I think. He delivered a nice mortar payload to Wild Seps, but died right by the I don't know, what do you call it? Whatever that thing is that you touch to actually secure the base. Sort of little pedestal thing that rotates and looks silly. I'm sure there's a name for it, I've forgotten. Okay. 3-1 to Wild Angels, this is better. Much better from them. They needed to hold it slightly longer than about 2 seconds, which was all they managed. Hades the driver picked it off for them again. And again, I don't know, making sort of temporary grabs, as it were, on the bases really won't do you much good. You don't get sort of much of a score for holding it for about 3 or 4 seconds. You really need to get there in force and really make a much better go of it. Still 2-2 on bases at the moment. Let's see if I can find some action to cover. Having a look at Wild Murdoch, who's heavy with shield pack and his IMS are up, so he was just getting some more health there. This base looks reasonably secure for the Wild Angels. I can see Hades Light trying to slip past the two heavies and make a touch at the flag. Well, the grab stand or whatever it is. But no, I think this is the one base that Wild Angels pretty secure on. The little pedestal thingy is hidden behind a wall, and with 3 Wild Angels heavies with shield packs. I think they've all got shield packs. No one's probably got a repair pack. The 3 heavies and a reasonably well concealed sort of pedestal thing. This one's quite an easy one to hold on to. Some of the pedestals are sitting out in the open. A light can fly in, pick it off, for at least temporarily. But this one's pretty secure. Still 2-2. Hades score about 2,300 at the moment. Wild Angels picking it up a bit, but they're still 1,000 behind, sadly, for them. They're on about 1,380 at the moment. And much as it's interesting, I suppose, to watch the really secure base that Wild Angels have got up, it really doesn't provide much action. There's a few discs spamming in at that area, but it's a pretty safe area, that one, I'd say. Let's see if we can find one of the more contested bases. Yeah, this one. Oh, this one's, this base looks like, I don't know, the base you get at the back of Damnation, you know, the one everybody hates, because it's at the sort of as far away from the action as possible behind the lake, and the grab point is on the sort of middle level, just above where the generators would usually be, so you can ski in quite nicely and make a grab on there, and you can either come from above or below, so plenty of options to try and make a grab at this one. But Hades have it pretty secure. There are inventories going out from RB Riddick, I can see. Can't see any turrets at the moment, but guess it wouldn't be long. There's some water spammage coming in, though, from who's bringing this one in. Rocky Rex, my fellow caster, who I'm sure I can insult if he makes a cock up here. I'm going to watch him carefully now, because it'll be much more interesting. He's mortaring in. He's making the mortars go in all the right places at the moment, but he's got to get much closer into the base to make a good cap of this. He's coming up from below, so he's gone past the inventory stations, up to where the gens would usually be, but there are some Hades heavies up there. Hades heavies where the gens would be if this was Damnation. I don't know, are the gens on this? I've no idea. No, there aren't. I've lost Rocky Rex entirely, but I don't think he made it too far on that one. The Hades heavies were doing a good job of covering this completely, and in the end, Rocky Rex killed himself with plasma. Oh well, bad luck, mate. Fool. Okay, it's now 3-1 on bases to... Nope, sorry. Every time I say it, it's probably jinxing it, but I say 3-1 to Wild Angels, and suddenly it becomes 2-all again. Scores are currently almost 2,700 for Hades and 1,900 for Wild Angels. It is. I'm not going to say it, but Wild Angels have... No, as soon as I attempt to say they have an advantage, it disappears again. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. If I don't say anything, you can assume that Wild Angels have got 3 bases, and maybe they'll hold on to it for slightly longer. That silence was because... Fucking hell. They did have 3 again. Okay, we're going to watch Spigs try and defend same base, the same sort of Damnation-style kind of base. He's throwing grenades out. I can see some... turrets sitting around there. I assume RB Riddick has done a good job putting out some turrets. We've got Wild Elfie being disced to bits. He tried to make an attack on that as heavy, but I know you capture and hold. You've really got to work as a team. You've got to be coordinated, and when you get killed and respawn in the central area, you've got to know where you're going, and you've got to go as a team. You really have, because you're not going to take a tower off sort of three or four heavies with shield packs as a light who's unkitted. It's just not going to work. Even if you've gone to your base and kitted up as heavy as Wild Aussie has at the moment, I think he's defending, but you can go kit up as heavy, but still one heavy against three or four heavies, it's just not on, not at this level. So you've got to really be organised, and I've seen very little of that, to be honest, from either side, I would admit. They don't seem to go in pairs or in threes, which is what you really need to do if you intend to capture and hold a tower for any length of time, I'd say. But, I don't know, that's my opinion. Hades make it work alright for them, even though I can't see such dedicated teamwork. I would say that the last time I got completely screwed on the capture and hold map was when the opposition dedicated one player not to actually doing any shooting, grabbing or anything. He sat on the command map and just orchestrated the rest of the battlefield for them. I can't remember if this was T1 or T2 anymore, but I think it was the old Warriors player Charge, who simply controlled the rest of his team. He told them where they needed to go, where their forces were most needed, and we got completely fucked. Let's have a quick look at it now, and Hades have three bases at the moment, whilst, just watching Wild Aussie being chained to bits there. And their score is 3,200 at the moment, and Wild Angels are still 1,000 behind. It's about 2,000, coming up to 2,300 for them. 8 minutes to go. About 1,400 off the end of game score limit for Hades, and I think they'll probably make it at the rate they're going. So let's have a look at another of the bases. Gonna have a look at this. This Hades base. We've got Hades Sawyer as heavy sitting out. This is the most exposed base of all. The sort of pedestal thing is sitting right out in the open, so anyone can make a quick tap on it. But I don't know. As I've said, quick tap really doesn't mean too much, I don't think. You're not going to get much points unless you hold it for any extended period of time, which is what Hades are managing at the moment. There's plenty of disc spam coming in, but it's really not going to do much good, I don't think. Hades still 3-1, and to be honest, I'm not sure even if Wild Angels held 3-1 for the next 7.5 minutes, which is what all they've got left, they'd be able to make it up now. I think the gap of over 1,000, it's about 1,200, is pretty much insurmountable. I don't know, unless half the Hades team drop or something. I don't know, the action's all fragmented around all these bloody towers, and it's just... I don't know. I'm not sure I'd choose to shoutcast capture and hold very often, so I apologise if I'm not making it much fun, and all you people who listen to the recording later, it's all your fault. Which of you chose a bloody capture and hold map, you idiots? I'm sure Siege would have been more fun. I don't know. I'd really have to work out what the map was doing first, but all the same. Currently 2 bases apiece, and Hades still well ahead, as you'd expect. The feeling of inevitability grows ever stronger. We're having a look at the reasonably solid Wild Angels base at the moment. Somebody's sending me a message in IRC, and since it's quite so boring for me at the moment, I'm going to... Okay, Wongo of Hades is telling me that it was Wild Angel's choice to play capture and hold. Hades denying any responsibility for this map at all. And, at least I know who to blame. And I will blame Wild Angels, because capture and hold sucks to shoutcast. It's probably quite fun, because I'm sure most of these guys are elite duelers. Ooh, that was good. Temporarily, one of the Hades players did manage to get in and secure the really tight Wild Angels base, and I think they've got it now. Yep, Sawyer of Hades has taken away that base, but it's still to all actually now. I'm going to go back to Wongo's telling me it's not fun, it's bloody boring, and I'm feeling it. I do feel sorry for anyone listening to this cast once I've recorded it. Skip on to the music later, I'd say. I'm sure the music would be better. So Hades are about to hit the 4,000 mark now. They've almost made it that far. They've currently got 3 out of the 4 bases. Ooh, all 4 of the bases. And Wild Angels are back on 2,700, and their score's moving up slowly. I've got to say, the scoring system in Capture and Hold does confuse me sometimes. Or at least it's confusing me at the moment, because Hades' score is shooting up, even when they've got 2 out of the 4 bases. And then suddenly, sort of, okay, at the moment, the Hades score has stopped. They've got 2 of the bases, but it's, I don't know, I'm not sure quite how it works. Maybe someone should educate me on the finer points of this. But either way, Hades have got this wrapped up. And I will keep talking even though the action is, I don't know, rather dull. We've got Hades Heavies defending the pretty secure base at the moment. Blaster spammage from a Wild Angel's Light. Ah, that was quite fun. I think Wild Manthus was having a good time with his repair pack and his blaster. I don't know, at least it shows initiative, I suppose. But it's certainly a sort of sense of futility at the moment, I'd have said. We'll wander off. And okay, I think Wongo is telling me how the system works. You have to hold a switch for 15 seconds to get a point. So if a switch is tapped within that point, you lose the sort of the time you've built up and the points you would have got. Okay, that sort of makes sense. And it makes the whole grabbing of the stands temporarily even more pointless than I said it was, because you've got to hold it for 15 seconds and make a quick grab. 15 seconds is more time than you think, I suppose, and the defense for that tower will probably get their act together and take it away from you. So if you're really lucky, you might get a point or two, if you're really lucky. You've got to hold it together much better than that, is all I'd say. So it's 2-2 at the moment. Hades a mere 400 away from finally putting me out of my misery, let alone Wild Angels. 400 away, 3 minutes left, and it's all over. Well done, Hades, pretty much. In the meantime, some shot glance action going on from Hades Light player. Let's see who that was. That was Envian, busy shot glancing one of the, I think it was Wild DD, who was a heavy defense of one of the bases. They've now got, Hades now have, okay, keeps changing, but it's 2-2 at the moment. And back to 3-1 for Hades. Time ticking away, 3 minutes 10 left, and Hades, about 250 away from hitting the score limit. Oh, I don't know, poor Mithrandir over there, he's an observer with me. He's busy trying to do this for Tribes 2 TV, for the S2XS station. And I feel sorry for him, because I don't know how he can find entertaining action for people to really watch or follow in any great detail. It's very difficult, I'd say. And I feel sorry for all his listeners, watchers, or whatever I should call them as well. I think for the moment I'm just going to rant, because there's about 200 more points before Hades hit the limit, and 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go. I'm going to rant about the fact that why the hell do we have 2 casting stations? Now, I know why we have 2 casting stations. There was a nice bust-up between, pretty much there was a bust-up between Suds and Fireproof. Basically, they get pissed off at each other, and sort of some people follow Suds. Well, I wouldn't say people follow Suds. Some people just don't want to change the system as it was, and other people follow Fireproof and various other notable people from the community, and it all splits apart, and we ended up with 2 stations. However, I think the arguments that led to that are all pretty dead now. So I do wonder why we've still got 2 stations. I've got nothing against the people who shoutcast for S2XS, and I've got nothing against the people I cast with for ESN. It doesn't really make much difference to me. I don't know. Shouldn't we feel the love, people, and reunite things? I mean, we could have better organisation, certainly, if we... I mean, come on, this is being casted by 2 people at the moment, which is a bit silly. Hades have almost hit the limit. There's lots of good games going on, because the Wild Angels have finally... Victory. And finally... ends at last. Wild Manthus was the top scorer on that map with 32 points and 28 kills. Ah, I wonder how the score system works in Capture and Hold. No, I don't care. Good work from Hades. They win in 2. And I feel sorry for all you people. I will go on to some music and until... Well, until people tell me to piss off, but you can request any music you want if you go to electric-mayhem.com/annexed/music and you can see my entire music collection and choose whatever you want if you PM me. So, well done, Hades. I know, if anyone wants to have a post-match interview, I'll try and get some people to sit on a Ventrilo server with me and tell me how boring they find Capture and Hold. I'll see if anyone wants to do that, but I wouldn't bet on it for the moment. We shall see, and we will have, I don't know, we'll have some Daft Punk in the meantime. Okay, I think we might actually have some people interested in doing interviews, so I'll see what I can do to set this one up. Give me a second, because the music will quit out as soon as I connect to Ventrilo. We shall see what happens. It's going to disappear, and then I'll bring it back. And there we go. Okay, I've headed off to a Ventrilo server.
Drive to channel.
Yep. Okay, let's see if anyone wants to join me then. I apologise because this is all sort of rather random and I've absolutely no idea how well this will work, but we shall see, we shall see. Okay, I'm taking the music away and we'll see how this goes. I'm going to see if I can sort this out properly. We're going to have a... Oh shit, okay. Okay, let's see how this is going. Yep. I think this might just all work out if I'm really lucky. I've told Enrian what the address is, and I'm about to tell Spigs what the address is, and hopefully somebody might join me. Ooh, I'm getting more and more PMs. Who's this? Elfie can be interviewed as well. Get on Ventrilo, and I'm telling people what the address is, and I'm sorry to Toxy, because this is his server, and yes, I've only got Ventrilo at the moment, so... you don't really have much other option. Rocky Rex is pointing out that he never intended... He's never killed himself with the... ooh, here we go. Alright, Spigsy, here we go. We have at last somebody to interview. And we're getting more people. I can see Cold Lizard coming on. So then, Spigsy, well done to Hades. Nice one. Well, how do you think that capture and hold map went then, Spigsy? I mean, that was your only map. Quite convincing, I must say.
From work, and and the rest of the guys never read the tactics anyway, so they're all standing there, bloody lemons, waiting for me to tell them what to do. So the tactic was basically grab a switch and defend it. yeah, it went pretty well considering that was our tactic.
Not surprised by the sound of it, because I don't know, having watched it, that's got to be one of the most boring things I've ever watched. It's incredibly difficult to cast a capture and hold map because there's nothing really to follow. It's crap. No offense.
Yeah, it is very difficult to follow. Some of the maps play okay, but I mean, I've always thought that the capturing hole should be its own separate ladder. There are quite a few people who enjoy playing it. I must admit, I'm one of them. I enjoy playing Siege as well, but yeah. I don't think there's really a place for it in the normal ladder.
I like the diversity.
It's nice to have diversity,
yeah, but
and I do like Siege a lot, but although it's not as entertaining as a good capture of the flag map, really.
Onion. I ought to point out that Onion also likes lady blokes, so you really shouldn't take his opinion too seriously.
Spiggs is upset because I won't go out with him.
Ah, I can see good Hades relationships there between Enrian and Spiggs, and I don't know, how many listeners have I got? I'll have a quick check. Okay, Spiggs, tell us about Hades and tell us about yourself and rant on about how much you're a great clan or something like that.
Mad Skills have AIDS.
Yeah, Mad Skills does have AIDS, but no, I mean, the tribe's been going a long time now. I've been playing for, I must be going for about 3 years, most of which has been in Hades. Well, pretty much all of it, competitively anyway, so... and there seems to be pretty much the same bunch, I don't know, the last year and a half, 2 years have been much the same people, which helps if you haven't got people chopping and changing, like Onion. You know, having a consistent team is one of the most important things, I think, to be successful at this game.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I had a quick look at the ladder stats earlier, and I think you're the team with the second highest amount of matches played, other than BDX, another team that have been pretty good at keeping most of their players together. And on the other hand, you have tribes like EM, like myself, who've we've got plenty of regular players and plenty of people who've played for a long time, but it lots of random people who drop in and out as the results get better and worse, I see.
Hello there.
Who was that?
That was Cold Lizard. He's finally
Cold
found
Lizard.
A microphone.
Hey, he's worked it out. I would say, before we get any further, I mean, I want to shout out to the Wild guys for, they're actually a superb team. I don't think tonight's game probably went one of their better ones. I noticed one of their guys on Capture and Hold was lagging like hell, so I don't know if that was something to do with it, but there was one guy I just couldn't hit. It was just like 1 minute it was on one side of my screen, the next minute it was on the other side.
Yeah,
Ashtrin or something.
I think usually we have a much closer game with those guys, and it's a bit of a shame to take it in 2-2, so I was looking forward to map 3, but I didn't see DBS, so I heard it was 8-0, so I guess that's, I don't know what's gone wrong there, but normally Wildcard's a good team, I hope they stick together, because they normally push us harder than most people, so big shout to Murdoch and his mum and his dog and cats and things. So.
Yeah, I think it was Astrin. I did hear earlier on that he said he was playing over GPRS, which would explain the lag, I think. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous to play over a system like that. But good for him, he made up the numbers for Wild Angels. I suppose we should remember that they are a combination team. And
yeah, they certainly did.
Yeah. As a combination team, they've done very well. I think they're splitting up now because I think one of the separate teams are planning to make a comeback, but I'm not entirely sure on that one.
Yeah, I think they are, because we're going to lose Jammer, I think. I think it's the Wicked Raving Maniacs making a comeback, so we'll lose... I think Jammer's the only one that we've got. We've got a couple of guys who play 10v10, but play full team for us, but yeah, I think Jammer's one of the guys that will be going, so... it'll be sad to see Wildcard split up, to be honest. They've been a good bunch.
Yeah, they have, and I notice one of the players... that you have who plays 10v10 for somebody else is the beloved Morpheus, who didn't make it on today, sadly. He plays 10v10 for Electric Mayhem with me, and I really wanted him to play so I could insult him thoroughly, but he disappointed me.
Yeah, it's past his bedtime.
There is also the fact that he's not quite good enough to break into the full team yet. We're trying to train him up a little bit harder, but, you know, a bit more practice with him. The young lad.
Yeah, can
we
you work
him against the bots? We train him against bots every night.
Well, so far he's holding the towels.
That'd be a good plan. Can you make sure he turns into a really elite player eventually? Because Electric Mayhem could use him, you know, now and again.
I think, to be honest with you, we're only just being generous to him. You probably ought to kick him out because he is crap.
I don't know, at least we'd have him then. I mean, it's quite irritating that he won't play 14 versus 14 for us, but he says he loves you. He loves you long time, and he can't do without you, by the sound of it.
Oh, he's been stalking us since the HC.
Well, no, back to the game. It was a very good game.
Oh, great, here comes AIDS Boy.
Mad Skills, everyone join the channel.
Welcome, Mad Skills. What do you have to say about that great victory for Hades, sir?
Hang on, mate. Captain Hull was a bit boring, in my opinion. I think I'd be boring to cast as well.
It was fucking awful to cast, but we'll ignore that for the moment.
But I was impressed with the first map. I think both teams played pretty good, and
it was sadly one-way traffic, though, with the caps. I mean,
usually you find it's a lot of sniping going on. You know, there's not really any flow in the game. But this time, I thought it was that's really good.
There was plenty of sniping. What I wonder about from both sides is that there didn't seem to be as much heavy offence as there usually is. I mean, I had a quick look at the bases a couple of times, and they almost always seem to be up. I mean, is it not a Hades tactic to go base raping?
Yeah, but
we did send two HL.
The big problem tonight was that we were running without people like Bandaloo and Boots, so if, you know, they're our two main HOs, and to be honest with you, we lost Star Fox, Charno, a couple of other guys who play HOs, so at the moment, particularly midweek, I think we pretty much play a fairly light outlook, whereas, yeah, you're right, I think normally we'd stick in a few of the fat boys.
Cough, base-to-base spam?
Yeah, I did see that, but it isn't really very effective, is it? Come on.
No, it's bollocks, to be honest. I've never seen a match won by it.
It's always a laugh, though.
I'll put it to you this way. You know, I think we played GA once, and Chano had a base-to-base spam on Minotaur, and he racked up about 60 kills, and we lost 10-0. So
there was...
Yeah, well, Minotaur's one thing. I mean, that and Super Ladle really don't play like most of the other maps, honestly, do they?
Now what we need is really more maps with tanks and flat ground and, you know, nice 450-metre span. That's what we need.
Vehicles.
Yep, the infamous tank, which causes lots more UEs in the game and therefore everyone hates.
Yeah, we can't play Slapdash at the moment because our tank crew is, well, both at university and nobody's bothered to pick up their tank spam, so it's a pretty good job we haven't played Slapdash 14 for a while.
Who's your tank crew then? And why can't they play while so at university?
Charno and Star Fox. Basically because they're... Well, Charno always plays on a 56k. But I think he's in the room, Hall of Residence, where his connection is like a 33.6 or so. And Star Fox is a LPB and just can't contemplate going to be a IPB instead.
Ah, oh, poor people. Come on, I'm sitting at university and I'm on a pathetic 150k cable connection. I can manage this.
Yeah, but you lag like fuck.
I did tell him.
Oh, well then, what do we think of the latest release of Defense Turret then? Keep with the current affairs topics for the T2 community. How have we found it? Any particularly bad lag or anything?
Yeah.
The only thing I think about it is...
Oh, works fine here.
It's just an excuse to use weapon skins. As long as I can use weapon skins, I don't care what defense turret does.
Absolutely, I have no problem with it whatsoever.
I was glad to see that even though it isn't mandatory yet, every single player for both maps did seem to be running it, at least according to the script that was running on the server, so I'm proud of you all.
Yeah,
you don't know how much pain it caused.
Yeah,
it
should...
it was difficult for Onion. I mean, coming from IL, he obviously had to remove quite a few of his scripts, but I think he managed to get it running in the end.
Yeah,
you should give a shout out to the Rodent for making the Linux version. It's working really great.
Yeah, I am
and,
proud of
that. And a future shout out to the guys who are about to start charging all you Linux users for the joys of their system.
Oh yeah, the wonderful SCO Shut company up. Who are about to be the victims of a nice big virus operation which seems to be targeted against them, according to the news at the moment. So the plan is something like February the 1st, plenty of virus-infected computers are going to attack their system, which should be quite amusing.
Crikey. Breaking news here on Ventrilo and in the ladder, top banana.
Yeah, well, it won't be breaking news when this recording finally gets uploaded to the ESN FTP, but we shall see, we shall see. And by the way, a post will go
on... Sorry, mad skills.
A post will go on the forums linking you to this shoutcast when they finally get round to unbanning me from Game Shrine, which I'm rather pissed off about.
And I joined the channel.
I just want to point out that you should watch out, because this is Rosmelly's here. Watch out, Rosmelly's here.
Rosmelly, piss off. We're not impressed.
Rosmelly, piss off. We're not impressed. Rosmelly, piss off.
That's better.
I should point out what that is. That's in our spam pack, and it's basically the Interpolate theme, which, I don't know, somebody should just join our team before a game and just participate as an observer, but actually playing for our team. If you think the global spam is bad, the team spam is absolutely incredible. It's just beyond anything.
Especially since Anrian is back now.
Yeah.
Oh dear, I can't imagine. You're bad enough with global spam when it's non-tournament mode before it starts, let alone team
like
spam.
You need to have the spam pack, which I think...
There's much, much, much more.
Yeah, I'd have to team mute me.
So, do you actually organise any tactics in team chat, or is that all sorted beforehand and you're really well prepared for every match?
Oh, that's just spam time.
No,
team chat is just spam time for me.
Team chat is for spamming with sounds and themes and all sorts of crap.
Yeah, oh my god, I just shat.
So yeah, it's just a whole load of noise, basically. We just get on with it.
I do feel sorry for anyone who doesn't want to participate in that one. I can imagine it's quite painful.
I think Onion or somebody should upload one of the demos on the site, and you can just see at the start of it. If you've got the spam pack, it's just, well, something else. But the most important thing, really. Now, the most important thing is the fact that, you know, the guys in Hades just like to play the game for fun. And, you know, win, lose or draw, we don't really give them monkeys. And, you know, part of the spamming business, we just, you know, that's pretty childish, but we just love doing it. Team chat, that is. I mean, the globals we've been clamped down a bit on, but the team chat-wise, we're just there to have a bit of fun. And it's just, well, it's a bunch of blokes having a riot in their team chat, basically, at the start of each map. I think it's good for the, you know, camaraderie between the guys and... each having their own themes and stuff that they play at one another. When a guy caps, you know, just play his theme, or if you see an LD make a stunning return, his theme gets played. It's just, you know, all adds to the enjoyment of the game.
Yeah, definitely. It's the best way to play it if you're enjoying yourselves.
You have no idea how boring IL was, because they were totally against any form of spam, and I just almost killed myself.
So they take the game seriously, then. IL take the game seriously, you think, then, Enrian?
Yeah.
Rosmelly, shut up, mate.
No, that's just a segment of our pre-match spam.
Catherine!
Right then, I can see you must have a very, very fun time there. So when are you then challenging IL to knock them off the top of the ladder then?
That spam starts about 5 minutes before that sample that he's just given you. There's about 5 minutes of that before. It's quite, well, annoying, but it's quite
Everyone
cool.
stole my thing though. Everyone stole my little, oh my god, I shat thing.
Regardless,
doesn't matter.
Don't know.
I think everyone's muted again.
What do What do you mean everyone's muted? I think it's working okay.
Dunno.
Yeah, it looks fine to me. Anyway, it's being recorded so people can listen later.
But yeah, the main problem for us at the moment, I mean, is pretty much on the 14 ladder, there are so few players out that it's very difficult to clamber 14 together, particularly for us midweek. I mean, this game was postponed because we just couldn't get the players out last week, so, you know, again, thanks to the Wild guys for postponing it, because really they could have taken a forfeit that night. But so with the IL game, it'll probably be a weekend if we go for it. I've got to check with a lot of the guys like Boots and Bandaloo, who are the more regular 14 players, to see what days they can do. It's all quite tricky, to be honest, so don't really know when we're going to challenge them. But it'll probably be a Sunday if we do.
Yeah, fair enough. It is a bit of an effort. I mean, Electric Mayhem, the clan I help run at any rate, have just made a comeback, but only because we've had three or four people return to the clan, and we've recruited fuck knows how many more. And suddenly we have ended up with 20-odd players or so, and it looks possible, but we're yet to play a game. We've got IDK on Monday, which should be fun, probably a whitewash, but entertaining nonetheless.
How do you think that'll go? Do you seriously think it'll be a whitewash? I think Spider got a couple of caps against them, so I don't think they're quite their form selves just yet. I mean, obviously it was their first game, but I don't know. I think it's interesting to see how they'll get on, to be honest, with the 14, because I think there's a bit of a myth that the teams in the base ladder haven't progressed since all the big guys like, you know, DF and, whoever, UB, Mirage, whoever, since they all left, and that the base teams haven't moved on at all, and that we're kind of constipated mentally or something. But I think they'll find as they progress up the ladder that teams like, guys ahead of them, Zorn, Hades, you know, IL, BSG even, and even the guys behind them, to be honest, who they've leapfrogged by beating Spider, Geisha Assassins and Brutal Deluxe, I actually think those teams would probably give them a good run for their money.
Well, IL are actually shitting their pants over IDK. As you know, you've seen the recent spawn of recruiting going on at IL. It's actually quite funny.
Ah, interesting.
Having played both, I mean, I know we only played IDK towards the end of their time at the top of the base ladder, but I've got the demo of that, of how we played. I mean, we were beaten quite, you know, not thrashed, but we were beaten. But to be honest with you, we moved on since then, and I think IL are by far, although they're like a composite team, they are by far the best team on the ladder. And I seriously, at the moment, I don't know why they're worrying, because from what I remember of IDK and what I remember more recently of IL, I don't think IL have anything to worry about at the moment.
Interesting opinion. I did actually watch the IDK versus Spider match. I think that was the first one I shoutcasted. And it was interesting because Spider initially on both maps took the lead, looked really in control, and then IDK got their shit together and took them apart in the end. And the scoreline flattered IDK certainly, but they did the business when it came to it. And whilst I don't actually think it will be a whitewash, I think we'll push them harder than they expect. I don't at the moment see us beating them, but and that's partly because it's going to be our first 14 versus 14 game, so we shall see.
Well, they did beat Noggy as well, so...
IDK just have to get used to base physics again. I think once they get used to base, because they've been playing Classic so long, they're just going to steam through us all.
They need to learn the maps, so I did hear Wills talking at the end of the Spider match, saying that he'd never seen Soup Ladle before in his life, so I think that might explain some of the performance issues they were having. Once they learn the TL base map pack, they might get their act together.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The one thing that made me think about it is because in the old days when 3Wii and Doff were up there with IDK, they used to have really close games, and I don't want to shout too much about it, but I mean, in their last Doff game, we beat them something like 6-0 on Damnation, which is, you know, God knows how old. So, you know, the teams have moved on since IDK were last in the ladder, and I seriously think that certainly the top guys... you know, there's not many left in the ladder, to be honest. It is pretty dead, but the guys who have been around a long time, those teams with the massive number of games that they've played, I think they'll certainly give IDK a very good game at least. Which, at the end of the day, I suppose it's all we're after. I don't really care if we win, as long as we all get a good game.
Sorry, guys, I'm just making an order for one of my housemates to run out and get me a McDonald's, so keep talking. I will be back in a second. The shoutcast is still running. It's still recording, I hope. So, I don't know. Find something. If you want to air any particular debates, Biggs, feel free. I'll be back with you in a second.
Can we start a petition to unban me, Annexed, Riddick, and all the other people that are banned in that really, really stupid thread on the Ladder forums?
I'd like to start a thread about Annexed and how we should try and, well, get him banned because he's crap and other such stuff.
Well, it's a shame because, like, that's the first team I've played that there, isn't it? The forum drama afterwards for the last few months.
Yeah, I think as far as other tribes go, I think they're probably the tribe 14 and 10 that I prefer to play, to be honest with you. Even during the game, you see a few of the comments going, you know, with smileys and all sorts of stuff, and it's accepted between the two teams that, you know, a little bit of banter's fine. You know, they're just one of those really easy-going teams that the Ladder could do with more of, to be honest.
Yeah, I much prefer that kind of thing. I've got to say that I admit that Electric Mayhem aren't necessarily the best at that, because they really don't, some of the guys really don't take defeat too well, which does piss me off. And I'm not going to mention any names, but it's much nicer if there's a sort of feeling of friendship and camaraderie even between the teams. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that they need to look at some of the other tribes. I mean, you look on the base ladder, and there are teams who have been there for years, and the number of, you know, losses that they've got in their column is more than most teams have won. And you know, those teams are still there, so, you know, losing isn't all that.
It's more than most teams have played.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the best examples are Hades, Brutal Deluxe, and Geisha Assassins, who've all been staying on the ladder for quite some long time now. They've all sort of, you've all racked up 30 or 40 wins or losses at any rate, so you've been doing quite well there, I'd say.
Like a bad fart, we linger.
should point out, we've also got the most draws of all of them, so the rest of them really suck.
Hey there, I'm a redneck worm.
Thank you for that, Bosmelly. Much appreciated.
Old Circumflex Accent Wizard has joined the channel. Look at your balls.
Well, I can see that me and Spiggs and don't know, somebody's managing to abuse the text-to-speak function on this, so I'll try and work out how to turn it off. I would actually point out I don't have the admin password. This isn't my Ventrilo server. This actually belongs to Toxie. Yep, you are, but I've turned off a text-to-speak function in the setup, so... Oh, well, I didn't know. I've stolen Toxie's server. He'll probably be alright with it.
Are you one of the organisers of it then? Or
yep, unfortunately I'm one of the organisers. I apologise to the people on the shoutcast who got muted. I've no idea. Well, I do know what happens. I know that it switches from stereo mix to microphone, and it does it because it wants to, and I don't understand why. But you can listen to the recording later. Anyway, yes, I'm one of the organisers, and fucking hell, my money's at risk.
may well make a journey. I haven't decided 100% yet, because I've got work and family and all the rest of it to sort out. I'm one of the older gits of the community with a wife, family, kids, dogs, you name it, job, etc. So my weekends are fairly precious, so I'll have to see, but... We did do a one in London for the Hades guys, and we went to Germany the year before, so we'll have to see.
Ah, it's definitely worth it. There are going to be plenty of oldies over there. I mean, we've got Tegger, Fireproof, UK Fireman, plenty of old guys in EM who've got at least lives, if not necessarily wives and family.
Yeah, they're all northern gits, aren't they? Bastards.
Yeah, most of them are, but then I think it's only because it's so cold well, it's bloody cold up north around here, so people stay indoors and play computer games, whereas down south, where it's nice and warm where we are, I know, we can have lives, we can get out and enjoy, you know, that thing out there. I think it's called sort of fresh air, I've forgotten.
No, we all just stay in still.
Whereabouts are you then, Enrian?
London, South London.
Ah, whereabouts, be more specific.
20 miles from my
still north.
Do you know Croydon?
I know Croydon, sadly enough, yes.
Very near that.
Ah, fair enough. I'm still more central than that, but still, yeah. Poor you, I pity you.
Hey, rocks round here. I live in the capital of Korea.
So, how many foreigners have you got going so far? Don't mind me, do you know roughly how many people are actually making the effort to fly over and stuff, or is it all UK sort of people? I think I saw a couple, but...
I'm not entirely sure as yet. I know Datimster and Holmes will probably both make the trip over from Denmark. I know Slick is making the drive over from Belgium, and I'm sure there'll be plenty.
That gives you a reason to go and a reason not to go, doesn't it?
Ah, yeah, well, I can see your point. But Slick from Belgium. There'll probably be at least three French guys last time. So I'm not entirely sure. We've got 55 people, I think, signed up at the moment. So I'll have a look.
Yeah. I think I saw quite a few of the IDK guys going, so it'll be decent if it's for IDK fanboy sort of fanbase going. That would be pretty cool. I think there's quite a few of them signed up, and a few of those guys have been around a long time, so I think that adds to the appeal of going to see a few of them, because you've been playing against them for 3 years, and you know, it'd be good to see who they are.
Yeah, I've got to say, on the basis of the last one, much as I really wanted to hate IDK because they're at the top of the ladder and therefore definitely worthy of hating, they were the most normal, sensible, well-rounded, interesting people who were there. You couldn't help but actually like quite sort of some of them, so they're definitely worth coming to see, and all props to them because they can actually carry off a bit of cool with it. Okay, that killed conversation off. I think everybody's quite surprised at the fact that IDK might be nice people.
I bet they don't have a CTF water flight though.
Yeah, we've got pictures of that.
That was brilliant.
I tell you what, Enix, if you get a chance, do a real life water flight CTF.
Part of the Hades,
this is what we did. It was top banana.
Real life water flight. Capture the flag. Where on earth did you do this?
I think us getting you all at the end was brilliant.
And for everybody who got pissed off of channel spam, he's the one who got simultaneously spammed by I think 3 or 4 guys with water buckets, so...
Yeah, buckets with a heavy spam, and just a normal balloon with a bit of water was your normal spin fuser. A couple of rags, a couple of hoffs, and off they went.
Big turn around and done a runner.
No super soakers for the snipers or anything?
No, well, we was only Chaos Fury only came up with it, like, you know, he just came up with it spontaneously.
How many of them were there?
Small map as well.
I hope it wasn't a Minotaur indoor
like
map.
To give a big shout out to my brother. Speaks it. Chano has paid for his UK land as well, but the problem is he ain't got a ride there. I'll probably have to get in to talk to my brother about it. Depends where he lives.
I think he's already up there. He's in Huddersfield, isn't he? For uni, so he's halfway there almost.
Yeah, where does he live though? Because it's going to be me, Chaos, my brother Gaia, and I think, yeah, it'll be Chano and Gavrook.
He's only got a small mud hut where he keeps his snails and stuff.
Oh, we have to put him in the glove box then?
Yeah, you fit him in the boot, no problem.
Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of spaces going around various cars. I'm sure we can organise something.
Awful lag on this.
Yeah, there's awful lag on this Ventrilo server, but there are, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 of us on it, and it's not mine, so don't blame me.
You're being pinged by those Raven Shield guys.
Anybody fancy coming up to Scotland to pick me up and then drive me back down to England? That'd be really helpful.
Turn your microphone up a bit, Dendroid. Can't hear a word you're saying, mate.
He wants someone to go out there and give him some porridge.
Ah, hilarious.
Well, the thing is, I'm going to give him a lift.
Ah, yeah, the poor guy who's up in Scotland. I'm sure you can find somebody from Scotland. Try and talk to Kate and get him to come. That'd be quite good.
Yeah. I've almost talked my parents into taking a holiday down in England to sightsee or something like that, so it should be interesting what happens.
You really need to turn your microphone up a bit, mate. I can just about work out what you're saying, but that and the quite nice Scottish accent and... frankly, making it out really and deciphering it and translating it, it's all too much.
Yeah. Just realised I had my microphone on mute, so that kind of explains it. Can you understand me now?
Yeah, just about.
He wants to make gay love with you.
Thank you very much for that, Brosmany. Another intellectually stimulating comment there.
Anyway, I've got to show off because I haven't had my dinner yet. I've been at work since 7 o'clock this morning until I got in for the bloody match and I'm starving. So, cheers for the shoutcast, and it's good to see the shoutcasters back in action, to be honest. Hopefully, we have a few more.
Yep.
So, cheers for that, and I'll see you guys soon.
No problem, mate. Thank you very much for turning up to be interviewed. I'll probably call it a night as well so that I can get the McDonald's that my housemate's bringing back for me. I will call this shoutcast to a close, and thank you very much. It's been great. Well done, Hades. See you all later. And it's probably time that I put this shoutcast to bed. Let's have a quick look at IRC. And nobody's really talking. Let's see how many listeners I've got. That'd be quite interesting, if anyone is left listening. And listening IRC servers, 6 people are still listening. What are you doing? Well, if you want more music, I'll leave the music going for a bit. I will probably stop recording this now because it's been running for 2 hours now, and I feel sorry for anyone who has to download. No, in fact, I don't feel sorry for you downloading this. I feel sorry that I've got to upload this shit, which will probably now be huge, and I've got a pathetic upload speed of about all of 7 or 8 kilobytes a second, so it's going to take me fucking ages. So I'll stop recording it, but here's some music. We'll have some Ocean Colour Scene.